With me today is Jenny Blakey, Senior Rights Victoria Manager, and we're going to talk about the up-and-coming national conference that will tackle elder abuse. Good day, Jenny.
Good day. How are you?
Good. It's been a very busy week of preparations for you.
It has. There's been quite a lot of work in coming up to this, but we're very excited about having our fourth national conference on elder abuse.
Recently, it has been mentioned that Australia has reached 24 million in population. And the growth of population was not only linked to migration and to newborns, but also people living longer.
Indeed, we're in a very fortunate time where we are able to have longer lives and we're able to maintain our health for a much longer period than occurred for our previous generation. So we do. We have an ageing population and people hopefully enjoying it.
And because we have an ageing population, a lot fall in the category of seniors would be from different ethnic backgrounds as well.
That's right. We do have quite a high proportion of older people. When I say older, I'm talking about over the age of 60 or 65, who come from a culturally different background, and that adds to the vibrancy of our community.
And because of that, because of the different cultures, different traditions and different beliefs and practices, maybe not everyone is aware that older people have rights too.
That's true. Unfortunately, we have, I guess, the theme in our communities that can occur, which is a lack of respect for older people. And that means that the rights of older people can be diminished and subjugated to those that are younger. And that means that we then have problems with abuse in various forms.
And this is not just a problem in Australia, isn't it? Because you will have speakers from across the globe.
That's correct. It's a problem which exists in every country. It's not unique to us or any particular country or cultural background. And so we do have international speakers from Canada and from New York and also New Zealand who will be talking about their experiences of elder abuse and what they bring for us to learn from what they've done.
And you did say that one of the things that you're calling for is the training of more people to work with older people.
That's right. What we're saying is that there are a number of people who have contact with older people through their work, and what we want to make sure is that they are aware of the existence of elder abuse and what it is and what it might look like for them, and then how to respond to it. So there has been some training, but there needs to be a lot more, and it needs to be much more embedded into the training and professional qualifications of people who work with older people.
And you're calling for more public awareness campaigns. In the recent years, you've done Within My Walls. Is that not enough?
That was done by the Ethnic Communities Council for Victoria, and that was an excellent DVD which sort of explained and gave little vignettes of stories of elder abuse. That is fairly limited in terms of how much you can get out, so I think we need to keep speaking up about it to let people know that it exists, because still there are a lot of people in the community who may not have a sense of what is elder abuse, what does it mean. And once it's named, that's the any act which causes harm to an older person within a relationship of trust, and that's usually a family member or a friend or a neighbour, and our experience is that it's usually a family member, then people start to go, oh, okay, this shouldn't happen. So it's raising awareness, a little like we've done with family violence, you know, a few decades ago, to say, this exists and it shouldn't happen.
Like family violence, it doesn't stop when you've taken the person out of the abuse, the senior member. It doesn't stop there, isn't it?
It doesn't stop necessarily if you take the person out.
Because it can have an effect on the person.
Absolutely, yes. It can have a long-term effect. I mean, the thing that deters a lot of people is what they see is the further breakdown of a relationship that they don't want broken down. And it's often a parent who's concerned about an adult son or daughter. So sometimes the ceasing of the abuse, not always, just sometimes, it can mean the loss of that relationship or the breakdown of that relationship, which has a long-term effect, because obviously older people want to try and maintain, or frequently they want to try and maintain, their family relationships. But if the abuse is so severe, then sometimes that can't occur. And the other impact, of course, is on people's health. So that, I mean, experiencing abuse is obviously going to affect people's mental health and also potentially their physical health. and that can have long-term effects as well that people take time to recover from.
And for people, older people who experience abuse, it's more important that they have support as well, isn't it?
Indeed. It's really important that older people aren't isolated, because that can make them more vulnerable to the few contacts that they have. So it's really important that they, as far as can, and we need to have a society which assists them to do that, that they have connections with community and connections with other people rather than isolating older people off.
Do we have services? Because when you experience domestic abuse, you would have a refuge that you can go to. Is there anywhere that our older members of community can go to?
It's harder because we don't have that same sort of system set up. We have been able to assist people into emergency accommodation and then some longer term accommodation as need be. So there are some housing services that can assist with that. But housing is short and hard to find, and it's what older people need if they suddenly find themselves in a situation where they have to leave the home that's been their home, or they've lost their home that's no longer the title or the profits or the asset has gone and been transferred and lost.
And a big announcement coming from the federal government this coming week.
We hope so. We're waiting to hear from Senator Brandis, and he'll be opening our conference, so we'll be very keen to hear what he says. We're very pleased that he's interested in the issue and has made time to come down and open the conference whilst it's a sitting week within the federal parliament.
And it's important to know that family violence doesn't stop just because people get older.
That's right, it doesn't. Unfortunately, it doesn't. The reality is that it still continues, and we need to face it and deal with it.
On Tuesday, 23rd of February, you have a free forum for the members of our community.
That's right. This is a forum designed for older people to come and attend, so it's free, and we're fortunate to have one of our international speakers present, Professor Marie Bayou, and she will talk about a community program called Bridging Project. And we also have a speaker from the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria, Fiona York, who will be talking about the work that they've been doing with communities around elder abuse. And also a researcher presenting some of the outcomes of some research that we've been doing, looking at the experiences of older people and what has occurred with intervention around elder abuse.
So this is the 23rd of February, Tuesday, here in Melbourne.
That's
Melbourne,
right,
Town Hall.
At the Melbourne Town Hall at the Yarra Room. And if people want to register, they can go online to the Seniors Forum 2016 Eventbrite, or go to our website, which is, you know, the www.seniorsrights.org.au.
And if they don't have access to the internet, they can ring...
Yeah, exactly. They can ring 9655 2112 and speak to Gary.
Thank you very much, Jenny Blakey from Seniors Rights Victoria, and wishing you well in the coming week.
Thank you very much.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.